February 19, 1978. February 19, 1983.
The year is 1983, 2,000 tomorrows from now. The world you live in is dramatically different. Now, exposure to unprocessed air for more than 30 minutes has been declared hazardous to your health by the Surgeon General. Vehicles run noiselessly on tracks within tubes. The driver simply selects his terminal destination and then relaxes or works during the trip. Major traffic arteries automatically link vehicles with a common destination. They are pulled by a single high-efficiency motor car to conserve energy. Bell Centrex picture phone systems are now in wide use in residential areas. Litigation still delays their installation at pay telephones due to the first arrest for indecent exposure by long distance. An aggressive Congress has succeeded in declaring American telephone and telegraph a corporate monopoly. The 17 new companies created by the breakup are responsible for information calls being dropped to a reasonable 50 cents each. Medical science announces the last known case of cancer was eradicated in Mombasa, Kenya in December 1982. The medium known as radio has survived, but it bears little resemblance to the archaic technology of the 70s. Tape has become obsolete as a means of recording and playing sound. Now, a mini computer's digital memory stores up to 2 continuous hours of music per punch card. The frequency range of radio stations has been expanded to 25 hertz through 20 kilohertz. Because of the cable, all signals are equal in strength and quality. Instantaneous feedback is now universally used to determine ratings. Every station is equipped with electronic readouts showing the exact number of receivers tuned to their channel at any given moment. The Arbitron book for Los Angeles is now 700 pages long. We take you now to a radio station in 1983.
New to you on K9 Kid Power Radio, that's the big one. C-Spot Dick Jane from the supergroup Minneapolis St. Paul. You got the squirrely thing to do, Billy Squirrel, with the satellite sounds for listeners 9 and under. K9 Kitty Radio.
K9 Kitty Radio.
At last, an erotic movie for 9-year-olds and under. Tiny Throat. See what happens when an innocent game of doctor gets out of hand.
Tiny Throat. It'll make your tinker toy.
Complete news next on K9 Kid Power Radio. Give us 15 seconds of your time and we'll give you the world.
Watch for the mobile abortion clinic in your neighborhood. Open this week from midnight to 4 a.m. in the alley behind the Dixie Motel.
Here's the news. Wink is a wink for all you people who don't want to think.
This is Barbara Walters with the news. Washington, 2 people. Newark, a windmill and an armadillo. Details of these stories when I return.
The news is brought to you by Pennywise Pound Foolish, the leading financial magazine aimed at that group with the greatest purchasing power, 9 and under. That's you. Insist that your mommy or daddy read you this week's issue tonight.
Barbara Walters again with the news. The infamous Carter tapes are in the news again today as newly elected U.S. President Idi Amin announced the entire Carter tape library would be released to the American public on his own Fat Black Cat label. Mamie Eisenhower revealed today she had recently undergone a sex change operation. Gordon McClendon today announced plans to sell NBC, saying, "This is absolutely the last of my networks I plan to sell." In Washington today, 2 people, and in Newark, a windmill and an armadillo. And finally, in this hour's news, the radioactive cloud is over Little Rock moving toward New Orleans.
K9 News.
It's nothing intellectual.
K9 News.
If you're intellectual.
Somewhere roaming this great city of ours is Sork, the rabid dog. Taped to the belly of that dog is a new crisp $1,000 bill from K9 Radio. Yes, it's another K9 Kid Power Contest. The rules are simple. $1,000 to you if you grab the right rabid dog.
Hey, here's the big one. This week's fastest rising record on the old top 9. It's the Brass Balls and Gerber's Strain Beef Blues.